And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I want to play a game with you. Let's have a little fun on today's show. I'm going to give you the definition of a word, and I want to see if you can figure out what it is I'm talking about. The word is a noun. Definition number one, a very unpleasant or disturbing feeling caused by the presence or imminence of danger. All right, let me give you definition number two. A state or condition marked by this feeling. All right, definition number three. Remember, this is a noun. A feeling of disquiet or apprehension. Some of you have nailed it. Some of you know that I'm talking about this concept of fear. This definition is an acronym. Yeah, this definition is an acronym. It's false evidence appearing real. That's what a fear is. To me, that's exactly what a fear is. And for many of you, when it comes to real estate investing, you have a fear of real estate investing. You do. You're not quite sure how to do this, so you step back. And let me just cut to the chase. Many of you are not going to make it. Many of you are going to get to your 50s, 60s, or 70s, and you're going to realize, wow, this isn't working. Okay, so what is it about real estate investing that causes you to have fear or false evidence appearing real? Well, for many of you, you think real estate investing is very risky. What about residents trashing out the place and leaving in the middle of the night? You heard those stories before, haven't you? Let me calm your fears and tell you that when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you're going to learn to follow a very strict resident selection process that virtually takes the risk out of the equation. I'm getting at the fact that we screen our residents carefully from the largest possible selection of renters out there. And we use something called the best product at the best price philosophy to get the best residents. So what does that mean, the best product at the best price? Well, one of the things that we're going to teach you to do when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member is to work up the rehab costs of the rehab associated with the property as you go into the deal. So what you're going to do is you're going to analyze the asset and you're going to repair or replace everything to new or like new condition. So what I'm saying is that if there's an appliance, a furnace, a hot water heater, a faucet or a drain, if any of that stuff is in question, what you're going to do is you're going to replace it or repair it so that it has a lifespan of 5 to 7 years. So what does that do for you? Well, first of all, it does a lot for your resident because your resident doesn't need to call you late at night because there's a clogged drain or a leaky ceiling or something wrong with the property, because what you have done is you've taken the risk out of the equation, not only for yourself, but for the resident. So you don't take calls after 5 o'clock or on weekends because your residents don't have to call you. And I could come up with even more risks for you, but I would just have to dispel those too, because I am in the camp of knowing that real estate investing really isn't that risky at all. I think what is risky is what you're doing right now for real estate retirement. Yeah, because you're not doing anything for real estate retirement. Let's talk about your current situation. You're working hard. You're trading time for money. You're doing that. And you're dedicated to that job. And I get that. I mean, I was in that boat. When I served in the United States Army for 27 years, I was dedicated to my mission because I knew that if I failed my mission, people could die. And that's not something that I wanted to deal with. I wanted to make sure that when I took people into harm's way, I brought them all back from harm's way. And I did a very good job of that. I am here to say that nobody died on my watch as far as I'm aware of. Okay. So I'm not saying that other military people out there who have had people die on their watch are failures. That's not my point. I'm just saying that I got lucky and I was focused on the mission. And I know that you're focused on your mission too, because your mission is to trade time for money and to buy stuff that's not getting you to a place of financial freedom. Now think about it. What's in your driveway? Are you driving the luxury SUV? Is your spouse driving the nice sports car? Are you trying to keep up with the Joneses? You probably are, right? And you're buying assets that are not providing something called cash flow for you. Now, cash flow is very important, because when you buy assets that provide you cash flow, you're buying assets that are helping to replace your earned income. And it's a beautiful thing with real estate investing. Those vehicles in your driveway are not helping you to get retired. If anything, you've probably got a loan on those vehicles. And the reality of it is you have to keep trading time for money so that you can earn that money so that you can pay that note on that vehicle, right? Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, if you've ever read a book called The Millionaire Next Door, one of the things that's pointed out in that book is that millionaires, they're not trying to keep up with the Joneses, because, well, they are the Joneses. Yeah. They're probably driving around in vehicles that they bought used. Now, they might be nicer vehicles, but they paid all cash for them. They let them depreciate significantly before they bought them. They probably bought a vehicle that's about 3 years old, still has plenty of life in it, and they're comfortable with that, because what they're doing with their money is they're buying assets that are providing income streams for them. They're buying businesses, they're buying real estate. And my point is, if you're not buying those types of things, you're not getting ahead. Even if you get a raise, what happens with that raise? You usually wind up buying something that costs you even more money, because you want to appear more Jonesy, right? Yeah. So here's the point I want to make. What you're doing is risky, and it needs to change. It absolutely needs to change. Now, one of the ways you can change it is you can become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investing company that's been around for almost 35 years. We are the best of the best at doing what we do. And what we will teach you is how to change the paradigm of your life. It's really as simple as that. We will also teach you that fear is nothing but false evidence appearing real, and we will get you to refocus what you are doing for buying assets, because the assets you're buying are not getting you to a place of real estate retirement. One of the things that we tell everybody, to include you, is that we can get you to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. Now, when our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, founded the company almost 35 years ago in Houston, Texas, he used to say that it would take 5 to 7 years to get his members real estate retired. And you know what the members did? They kind of challenged him. They really did. And you know what they wound up doing? They wound up getting themselves retired in 2 to 5 years. Not 5 to 7, but 2 to 5 years. Now think about that. Take a step back and think about that for a minute. What if you could change the paradigm of your life? What if you didn't have to work for the next 10 or 20 or 30 years? What if you could get to a place of retirement in 2 to 5 years? Would you be interested? I know I was interested, because when I retired from the United States Army, I earned a pension that only paid me 1/3 of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. And my expenses didn't go down by 2/3. So I had a huge financial catastrophe going on in my life. And what needed to change was a lot of things. But unfortunately, I went back into the workforce because that's the only thing I knew. And then I found Lifestyles Unlimited. And I listened to the concepts that we talk about on this radio show. And you know what? I paid attention. And you know what I did? I took action. I went to a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, and the information that was presented to me in that workshop changed my life. It made me realize that I could get myself retired in the next 5 years, because I had transitioned to a retirement plan that was going to cause me to stay on a retirement glide path for an additional 20 years. I was going to have to work until the age of 70. And that didn't sit very well with me. So when I heard that I could retire myself in 5 years, I took notice. So I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and I went to work changing the trajectory of my life. And you know what I achieved? I achieved retirement in 2 years. Now, I'm not saying that everybody listening to my voice can get it done in 2 years. Everybody comes from a different place. Everybody comes from a different situation. But I want you to understand that I was desperate. I had tasted retirement. When I left the military, I was sitting in Fort Living Room. I had not found a job yet. I was getting the feeling of what it was like to be retired. However, I was bleeding money. I was hemorrhaging money. So what I needed to do was something different. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get back into this concept of fear. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big and knowledge. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn for just $297 with Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And what we're doing today is we're talking about the concept of fear. Let me zone in on the concept of time, because many of you have either formulated in your mind that real estate investing takes 40 hours a week or more in order to be successful, or you've had other people condition your brain to think that that's true, and it's not true. Now, how can I make such a bold statement like that? If you've listened to this radio show for any time at all, you know that when I have a guest on, one of the things that I tend to ask the guest is how much time that they spend with their real estate investing. And depending on what kind of investing they're doing, whether they're in the single family space or they're passive investors in multifamily assets or they're lead investors basically doing all the work for other Lifestyles Unlimited members, or they're independent rental operators in the multifamily space. In other words, they own the property outright. They don't have any other investors joining them. It is their asset and their asset alone. We get different answers. But very rarely do I get an answer that says, yeah, I work 40 hours per week. Now, the people that tend to say I work 40 hours per week are the people that have a ton of real estate. They have a lot of real estate. As a matter of fact, they probably have enough real estate to qualify for the Billionaires Club. Yeah, as a matter of fact, If you remember Weibo, I interviewed him a while back, and Weibo indicated to us that he has over $1 billion worth of assets that he owns and operates. And in that same breath, he is owning and operating as a lead investor. If I remember the number correctly, it's either 4 or 5 multifamily apartment deals. And across those deals, he has hundreds, if not 1,000 different units that he is taking care of. And because of that, he is spending, now get this, 4 to 5 hours per day focused on his real estate. You thought I was going to say 40 to 50 hours per week, right? No, he flat out said, I am spending 4 to 5 hours per day on my real estate. And he's the outlier. He's the exception to the rule, because the majority of people that I interview, they tend to say, yeah, I spend maybe an hour a day or a couple hours per week. I flat out have told you that I spend maybe a couple hours per week on my real estate. And most of that is just looking at deals. Most of that is just trying to find the next thing that I'm going to invest in. And one of the things about real estate investing that you've been taught is that real estate takes a ton of time and you don't have a bunch of time available to you. Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't need a bunch of time available to you. As a matter of fact, what you really need is you need to carve out 16 hours. You need to dedicate 16 hours of your time to the Financial Freedom Seminar that is the course that every Lifestyles Unlimited member takes when they become a new member. Because in that course, we're going to break down everything you need to know to be a successful real estate investor. Yeah, you don't need to go to school for 1 year or 2 years or 4 years or 5 years. Or like my guest Jeff the other day, he said he went to school for 7 years. You don't need to do that. You just need to dedicate 16 hours of your time to get educated. And in that concept, in that time frame, we are going to expose you to concepts that nobody else has exposed you to. We're going to teach you how to correctly invest in single-family assets. We're going to teach you how to correctly invest in multifamily assets. We're going to teach you where to find the money to invest with. Many of you are sitting on a bunch of money that you don't even know that you have, or money that's in different quote-unquote investment realms that you don't even know you can tap into. And I'm here to tell you, you can tap into those realms. You can tap into those different assets and you can pull those monies out. And here's the thing. You have to understand that many of the things that you're currently investing in now don't give you the rates of return that you can earn when you're investing in real estate assets. Now, a little later on the show, I'm going to talk to you about some deals that you can get into. But right now, I just want to talk to you about the time commitment. And I'm here to tell you, once you get past that 16 hours of commitment, it's not a lot of time. I'm here to tell you it's not a lot of time. As a matter of fact, that 16 hours, we can get it done in a weekend. Yeah. Do you have a weekend available to you that you can get this done in? And I'm here to tell you, the majority of you out there, the answer is yes. Now, some of you, I understand you don't have your weekends available. Maybe you work on the weekends, or maybe you're dedicated to a church, or maybe you've got something that you do with Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or something like that to where your weekend time gets consumed. Or maybe that's the time that you spend with your family because you don't have any other time during the week. Well, we fully understand that at Lifestyles Unlimited. So one of the things that we do offer is we offer a midweek course. We give you the opportunity to spend about 3.5-4 hours per night, 2 days per week for two consecutive weeks, and you can get the 16 hours knocked out that way. Either modality works well because either modality is going to give you the information that you need in order to change the trajectory of your life. Now, when it comes to the concept of time, let me explain to you how Lifestyles Unlimited members get all their time back. They're orchestrating the deal. Yeah, they are the orchestrators of the deal. They're taking advantage of something called leverage. They're leveraging other people's time, other people's money, and other people's knowledge. They're not going into a property and picking up a hammer. They're not picking up a paintbrush. They're not picking up a paint roller. None of that stuff. And not because it's beneath them. It's because one of the concepts that they have learned as Lifestyles Unlimited members is to work on their business, not to work in their business. There's a huge distinction there. And when you understand the difference between the two, you understand the distinction, and you will start doing things as a business owner, a business operator, somebody that is taking advantage of other people's time, other people's money, and other people's knowledge. Now, when it comes to the concept of other people's time, what you're going to do is you're going to develop a team of real estate agents out there that are going to provide to you deal flow. They're going to do the heavy lifting. They're going to send you properties based on your criteria that will work for you or not work for you. It's up to you to determine which is which. Now, if you're starting out with access to $1 million, we can get you real estate retired pretty quick, depending on what your financial situation is. But not everybody is in that boat. One of the other things that you're concerned about is that you think you have to put a lot of money into an asset in order to buy it. And I'm here to tell you there's a workaround for that. There's something called hard money. Now, what is hard money? A short-term interest-only asset-based loan, in which case they will loan you up to 70% of the fixed-up value of the property. Now, the property that you're going to buy is not going to be bought at the fixed-up price. The property that you're going to buy is at a price that's discounted because there are problems with the property. Now, the majority of the problems that we tend to see with properties is something called deferred maintenance. Now, there could also be divorce or deferred taxes or some other issue that's causing the value of the property to not be at the market price of the property based on a fully fixed up property. But we tend to see something called deferred maintenance. In other words, people just don't take care of the properties. So it's going to take some money to fix those properties up. A hard money loan will loan you up to 70% of the after repair value, in other words, the all fixed up value, as the initial purchase, at the initial purchase price. Okay, this is where I'm going to get into the concept of buying real estate assets. There's a property out there that's in a place called Columbia, South Carolina. It's one of the places where Lifestyles Unlimited members have determined that it's a good marketplace to invest in. This property was built in 1950. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath property. It's 966 square feet. And some of you have a fear of that property just based on the age, the size, and the location. And I'm here to tell you, put your fears in your back pocket. Forget about your fears. Let's talk about the numbers. This property, when all fixed up, is worth $130,000. Now, you can buy this property for only $75,000. It's less than 60 cents on the dollar to acquire this property. This property is going to require about $23,000 in rehab costs. In other words, money that you're going to have to put into the property in order to fix it up. You're going to have closing and holding costs of about $10,000. But because you're able to take advantage of a hard money loan, which will loan you up to 70% of the after repair value or the appraised value of the property, which is $130,000, you're only going to have to come out of pocket. Now get this, $13,500, only $13,500. That represents slightly over a 10% cash injection of your own money into the property. Now, if you tried to do this the way that you think you need to do it, in other words, you go out and you buy it for $75,000, you put 20% down, and then you cover the rehab costs of $23,000 and the closing costs of $10,000, you're going to put a lot more money into the property, and it's not going to be as effective as an asset for you than if you only put $13,500 into the property by using a hard money loan. Now, this particular property is going to give you the opportunity to capture an additional $22,000 in equity. What does that mean? It means that when you consider the purchase price and the rehab costs and the closing costs, you're only going to be into the property for $108,000, but the property is worth, in the current marketplace, $130,000. That gives you an additional $22,000 of equity in that asset that you're not paying for, in addition to the $13,500 that you're putting into the property. So think about it. You've got over $35,000 of equity in this particular property. It's a sweetheart deal. You're getting 163% return on the capital gains when you take advantage of the fact that you're capturing $22,000 of additional equity, and it's only costing you $13,000, $500 of cash equity in the asset. Pretty cool stuff, right? All right, now check this out. The property cash flows. It cash flows $239 per month. Now, that's not crazy money, but that is positive money. That's $239 per month that you're not receiving from the assets that you're currently invested in. So when you annualize that $239 per month, you have almost $2,900 of additional income coming into your household. So the question I have for you is this: could you use an extra $2,900 of additional income? Or are you waiting for your boss to give you a raise, which may or may not come, especially considering what's going on in the economy right now, right? All right, so let's take a step back and let's analyze the cash flow. because I want you to understand the rates of return that you're receiving on this money. Almost $2,900 per month divided by the $13,500 of money you actually put into the asset gives you a cash-on-cash return of 21.25%. Let me say that again. A cash-on-cash return of 21.25%. What are you invested in right now that's producing a 21.25% cash-on-cash return for you? And I would venture to say the answer is probably nothing, unless you're invested in real estate the way I'm invested in real estate. Okay, so there's other ways we make money in real estate. There's something called natural appreciation. We know that this property is going to go up in value over time. And what I do is I take a 3.5% natural appreciation rate, and I say that the asset at the end of year one will go up by about $4,500. So now the asset value, instead of being $130,000, at the end of year one, it goes up to almost $135,000. It's pretty cool, right? That's additional equity that you're receiving. It's like $4,500 of additional equity that you didn't do anything for, but you received it. You're also getting the benefits of something called principal pay down. It means that when you pay the mortgage that you're going to put on this property after you fix it up and find a great resident for it, you're going to put long-term financing on this property because you're going to cure the hard money loan. You don't want to stay in hard money for any longer than you need to. It needs to go away, and you're going to have long-term financing on that property. You're going to pay a principal and interest payment on that property. Now, the interest is a business write-off. You're going to be able to take that write-off because you're paying the interest. The principal, however, is not a business write-off. But what the principal does for you is the principal reduces the amount of money that you owe on the property every month. Every month. Now, for the first year that we would own this property, we're only going to have principal pay down of about $875. It's not crazy money, but it's still additional equity that you're receiving in the property. So if you take that $875 and you add it to the $4,500 of natural appreciation that you're getting, that's well over $5,000 of additional equity that you're getting in the property. So you think about it, that $130,000 property is giving you an additional over $5,000 of additional equity. And then there's the tax advantages to real estate. The tax advantages are amazing because what the tax advantages do for you is they protect the income that you're making on the property. You're going to take advantage of something called depreciation. And I'm estimating that the depreciation you're going to take on this property to be about $3,800. That is more than the cash flow. So what does that mean? It means that you're not going to pay any taxes on the income that you earn on this property because the depreciation is wiping out the tax liability. It's a win-win situation. So at the end of year one, let's say you just held the property for 1 year, what would you get? You would get 122% return on investment just in year one. This is why you need to dispel your fears and you need to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.